Every play, every stat, every breakdown, on their own they're essential, but altogether they're undeniable. Introducing Huddle Instat, a new advanced data platform that integrates with sports code and every Huddle product you rely on to create an all-in-one data powerhouse. Huddle Instat's advantaged tagging and next-level stat reports help you develop your team, and its global film library helps you find the missing pieces to get the most out of every second of film. Learn more at huddle.com/a quick timeout. On this week's Inside the Huddle, I'm going to talk a little bit about small-sided games and how to use those in your practice times. If you follow me on social media, you know that I like small-sided games and like using small-sided games to teach concepts on both sides of the basketball. One of the questions that I get a lot of times from coaches is, how much time do you actually devote to small-sided games within your practices? Think back about 4 years ago when we introduced conceptual offense. We were teaching really the offense for the first time. It was new to us. It was also new to the players. And so it needed a lot of teaching and the players needed to do a lot of learning. And so over the course of that season, we spent probably about 60 to 70% of each of our practices, especially early on, working on small-sided games to teach that conceptual offense. But as the season went on, and then also over the next about 2 to 3 years, that really changed because our players understood the concepts. They've been in the system several years. They were better at decision making. So even this last year, we spent probably only about 5 to 10% of our practice time on small-sided games. The rest of the time, we would just play 5-on-5 and do our teaching through our 5-on-5 games. And so I'd encourage you to think about not just a set time based off of your overall time of how much time you're going to devote to small-sided games, but really pay attention to your players and their understanding of the concepts on both sides of the basketball and whether or not they need improvement, decision-making, or skills within the concepts that you're using. The small-sided games can be a great way for you to sometimes go back and either reteach or to just fine-tune certain aspects of your offense or defensive system. Small-sided games aren't new. Coaches have been using breakdown drills for years. And with any other breakdown drill, sometimes it requires you to take 2 or 3 players and really focus in on one concept or one action within a play that you run or a defensive system that you run. So be alert to your players and their understanding. And if it requires more teaching or they require more learning, pull out a small-sided game. Come up with a small-sided game. If you can't come up with one, go to my YouTube channel or to one of my Instagram page accounts and look through the drills there, and you can come up with some ideas. Still can't come up with something, feel free to reach out. I'm going to try to make myself more available this off season here during the summer months. And so whether that's shoot me a DM or shoot me an email or scheduling a one-on-one meeting, we can set something up and come up with some small-sided games that are specific to whatever offensive or defensive system you run. If you're interested in more in-depth X's and O's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to my A Quick Timeout newsletter. In each Sunday's newsletter, you'll get small-sided game ideas, play of the week, and expert coaching interviews with college, NBA, and professional coaches from around the world. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today for A Quick Timeout newsletter.